أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا everybody for coming out. Let's get started. Inshallah, we have today our Kahoot, which is the Kahoot for جملة اسمية. All right, let's get started. We have people saying some things. Okay. All right. Jumla ismiya is a sentence that provides information about an ism. This ism is called khabar, related to khabar, mubtada or maf'ul. The answer to that is, it is indeed the mubtada. It is the mubtada that is the jumla ismiya is that is about the mubtada. It provides information about that ism, and that ism is the mubtada. Okay, next question. The information that the sentence provides is called the what people? It's called the khabar. That's correct. That's the information that is provided for our mubtada. Excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. Next one. Close game. Very close game, but let's see how it plays out to the end. Next question is, additional information that the sentence provides is called, same choices. That is called related to the khabar. That is additional information provided for the jumla ismiya, or in the jumla ismiya. That is what related to the khabar means. Excellent. All right. The invisible is appears in jumla ismiya. Our words such as is, am, are doesn't exist explicitly in Arabic. Is the goal in studying jumla ismiya? And the answer is, they're all correct answers. I don't usually give questions like that, but this one was that, you know, like, they're all correct answers. The invisible is what appears in jumla ismiya. Doesn't exist in Arabic explicitly. Words like is, am, are, these are all what we call the invisible is. And the goal of studying jumla ismiya is to find the invisible is. All those are correct answers. MashaAllah, you all did well. All right. The mubtada is always mansub, marfu', majroor, can be any status. The correct answer is, the mubtada is always marfu', ya people. The mubtada is always marfu'. What is going on? It's always got to be marfu'. That's the mubtada. Okay. The one word khabar is always same choices. Correct. The one word khabar is always marfu'. Same thing. The mubtada is one word always. It is always marfu'. The khabar, when it is one word, it is always marfu'. The second option is it's a jumla. And we'll talk about the jumla that is the khabar later on. But right now for us, mubtada is always marfu'. Khabar is always marfu'. Okay? Next question. The mubtada is blank. The invisible is. Before or after? The mubtada is before the invisible is. Okay, very good. Next question. The khabar is blank. The invisible is. Make sure you check the order, after or before. The khabar is... The khabar is after the invisible is. Perfect. Okay. Next one. Related to khabar is blank. The invisible is. Check the order again. Before, after. the answer is related to khabar is after the invisible is, just like the khabar. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Next question. The blank is the FMI, the first marfu' ism. Related to khabar, mubtada, khabar, any of the three. The correct answer, of course, is the mubtada is the first marfu' ism, ya jama'ah. The first marfu' ism is the mubtada. Okay, next one. Blank comes from the root ba, dal, hamza to begin. The word mubtada comes from the root ba, dal, and hamza. That's the root letters for it. It begins not the sentence always, but it's the first marfu' ism. In the list of isms, the first one, the beginning one of those, is the mubtada. That's how we can think about it. Okay? No hoarding. I like that. The blank is the second marfu' ism. The khabar is the second marfu' ism. The related to khabar is not even an ism. It's a harf jar ism majroor combination. It's not even marfu', the ism in it. It is the khabar, that's the second marfu' ism here, ya people. All right, next question. Mubtada cannot be a mudaf. False, true. That is false, actually. The mubtada can be a mudaf. The mubtada can be a man'ud. The mubtada can be any number of things. But the mubtada is the sentence the jumla ismiya is about. And it's one word. That's the mubtada. Okay. Moving on to the next one, which is in the sentence wa ummuhu siddiqatun, what is the mubtada? Siddiqatun, ummu, ummuhu, or who? The correct answer for this is Ummu. Ummu is the Mubtada. Remember, the Mubtada is one word. cannot be ummuhu. That's two words. One word. Ummu. Okay? The first marfu' ism is ummu, and that's your mubtada. Okay? Also a mudaf in the who is mudaf ilayhi, because it's an attached pronoun attaching to an ism. Next one. Next one. Wa ummuhu siddiqa. What is the khabar? Same choices. Correct answer is Siddiqatun. That's your second marfu ism. Alhamdulillah. We have consensus on that. Next one. In the sentence, wa ummuhu siddiqatun, what is related to khabar? The correct answer is NA, not applicable, because related to khabar is either a harf jar ism majrur combination or a dharf and mudaf ilayhi combination, which we haven't learned yet. It's not there in the sentence. You have a mubtada and a khabar in the sentence. You don't have a related to khabar in the sentence. Okay. Wa ummuhu siddiqatun shows the number and gender match for mubtada and khabar, except for the masdar. False, true. And the answer is true. The number and the gender for the mubtada and khabar match. The exception is the masdar. If the mubtada is a masdar or the khabar is a masdar, then that kind of overrules everything, because the masdar is a special ism. It's an ism that's basically, it's a fi'il wrapped up in the body of an ism. Okay, that is that. And the podium number three is ST. Who that? Number two is Sister Halima, mashallah. And number one, oh wow, by 60 points, Sister Nadia. MashaAllah. Very close game, because both of you had all the answers right. SO, I think it's Sister Solange. No hoarding. Who is that? Hilarious. Yes, no hoarding. It's not the time to hoard. Who is ST? Yes. Who is it? All right. MashaAllah. Great job, everybody. That's awesome. Fierce battle as always. Yes, indeed. Very close. But alhamdulillah, overall we did well. Everybody, thank you for participating. Today we have the following things. We have the Kahoot, of course, that we just finished. We also have Jumla Ismiya, the examples that will demonstrate the different aspects of Jumla Ismiya. And we're going to study what is the Dharf today. Okay, people? All right, so we're going to start off with the textbook here. All right, here I am in the textbook. So if you remember, we had all these sentences in the textbook here, right? All these sentences in the textbook over here. We're going to be, inshallah, what we'll do today is we're going to take these sentences and identify the mubtada and khabar in them. But there's a little twist in the tale here. Are you ready for the twist? No? Yes, maybe. No? Oh no. Well, here it is anyway. I'm going to give you the jumla ismiya in English, and then we will translate it to Arabic, and then find the ayah that is actually the translation of this jumla ismiya. Okay, so that will be a bit more fun, I think. So we did this one last time. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayat ad-dunya. We are your allies in life. That was the last thing we did last class. Right? This is the last one that we did in the last class. Let me just refresh your memory about the three main techniques or three main strategies for spotting the mubtada. The first is that it's a definite ism followed by an indefinite ism. A better example than this one is wa ummuhu siddiqa, the one we just saw in the Kahoot, right? Ummuhu siddiqa. Ummu was definite, siddiqatun was indefinite. So a definite ism followed by indefinite ism, that's your mubtada, okay, and khabar. The word innama, when you have innama, the word after innama is your what? Is your mubtada. The word after innama is your mubtada. All right? Or if you see a standalone pronoun, anta, nahnu, huwa, that most probably is going to be your mubtada. All right? So that's like our three main strategies. And the summary of all the strategies is first, right? So strategies. This is important. This is the point of Jumla Ismiya, right? To be able to identify strategies. Strategies for mubtada. Identifying the mubtada. All right. What are our strategies here? Definite followed by indefinite, right? The word after the definite will be mubtada and the indefinite will be the khabar, right? Yes or no? Maybe I'll write it in a different line because it might be too many words in one line. What I'll do maybe is that I'll write definite is your mubtada and your indefinite is your khabar. Okay, the word after innama. Yeah, and the third strategy is standalone pronoun, right? And the strategy that kind of is like the always works strategy, always works strategy is what? First, marfu ism is your mubtada, right? And the second, marfu ism is your khabar. People, are you with me? What's going on today? Yeah? Okay. All right. Now, quarantine. Now, hey, if you're in quarantine, this is like the best time right now for us to like learn Arabic because you're at home and you have nowhere else to go. And there's nothing on, there's no sports to distract anybody. Alhamdulillah. Well, alhamdulillah in good times and bad times. Let's put it that way. The polytheists are unclean. The polytheists are unclean. That's the sentence we'll start off with today. Okay, people, ready? Okay, here's what we're going to do. Oh, the polytheists are unclean. Now, we're going to first identify the mubtada and khabar. What's the mubtada here in English? Polytheist or the polytheist? The polytheist, very good. The polytheist, right? Yes or no, people? I said the mubtada has to be one word, though. Here I have two words. What's up with that? Ah, excellent. In Arabic, the is one part of this word. It's just, it's the same word, right? It's not two separate words. Excellent. Ahsanto. Is that point clear?
Okay.
What's my khabar? Khabar is after, right? So it's unclean. Okay. And what's my related to khabar? Related to khabar. Can't type anything today, subhanAllah. There is none. Okay, there is none of that there. So alhamdulillah. Okay, now. Mubtada is what status? Marfu. Okay, I need marfu. Polytheist is a singular or plural? Plural. Do you think this is masculine or feminine? Take a guess. Masculine. Because if it was feminine, I would say something like the polytheist women, for example. Right? And is it definite or indefinite? Definite. Okay, tell me how I would say the polytheist in Arabic, satisfying all these four all the four statuses here. All these four things are done. Please send that to me as a private message, please. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia, well done. Brother Mushfiq, Ahsant, Sister Thamar, Ahsanti. Basari, Ahsanta, well done. Sister Halima, close. That is the disbelievers. Brother Musa, I need it in plural and I need definite. Sorry, I should reply by typing the answers, typing your feedback, but I'll be too much typing. Sorry, I'll just say it. MashaAllah, very good, Brother Nasir. Brother Musa, marfu, I need a marfu. Ahsanti, Sister Maryam, Sister Harima, Ahsanti, well done. Ah, very good. We got it. So, we are Ahsanta, Brother Musa. Al Mushrikuna. Okay, now you need the word for unclean. That is a word that right you probably won't get, so I'll tell you. The word for unclean is Najasun. Okay. By the way, mushrikuna is from the root letters sheen, ra, and kaf, right? Shirk, that is, of course, polytheism. That's associating partners with Allah. So, al-mushrik is the one who does shirk. And the plural of that is mushrikuna. Sound, masculine, plural, right? Najasun is another type of plural. And it's, it comes from the root letters noon, jim, and seen. That means something that is unclean. Najasa, najasatun in Arabic is impurity, right? Whether that is like actual real impurity or ritual impurity, right? So that is that. So the word najas or unclean actually doesn't only mean like physical, it could also mean ritual or ritual impurity. So here, this is actually an ayah of the Quran. The ayah is... yeah, I would like to leave the site. Thank you, Sister Solange. This is from Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innamal mushrikuna najasun. Fala yaqrabu al-masjid al-harama ba'da aamihim hadha. O believers, know that the polytheists are impure. Does anybody want to read the translation? By the way, if you want to volunteer to read the Arabic, I would like to welcome that as well. Maybe I'll read this one for now, and next time I'll ask somebody if they'd like to read the translation, inshallah. Believers know that the polytheists are impure. So they should not approach the sacred mosque after this year onwards. What is this referring to? This is referring to the people who were polytheists back in the day, would come to make Hajj, and they will make tawaf around the Kaaba, while, you know, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was big business for Quraysh, because all these people would come to Quraysh, bring their bring money, and they would need to buy supplies, and Quraysh would get rich living around Mecca from these very people. Okay, now after the conquest of Mecca was complete, the people still came for Hajj, the polytheists. So they were allowed to come for the first year, but the second year after that, they were told not to come again for the pilgrimage, because this is no longer allowed for the polytheists. Why? إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ, because they are ritually impure. Okay, not physically. We don't believe that a person is physically impure, because Allah says about human beings, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ, we have honored the children of Adam. That includes both humans and Muslims and non-Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, right? Human beings are created in the best form. But then their actions make them the worst of the worst, not necessarily like their bodies or something, right? Or their existence. So najas is a ritual impurity that is being referred to here, and also perhaps is referring to the fact that the mushrikun would not take care of their purity like the way the Muslims do, right? So this is innamal mushrikuna najasun. Okay, and I think a lot of us have been validated by the whole pandemic right now. We're like, yeah, we already, alhamdulillah, we wash our hands a lot. We, you know, take care of our hygiene, alhamdulillah, because that's part of our faith. Tuhuru shatrul iman. And now we're even more vigilant. It's not that difficult for us. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, here is the ayah. So that's the ayah, you know, in its entirety. If I was to put the ayah number and I copy paste the ayah here, innamal mushrikuna najasun, for you, right? You will notice that this is what strategy is this following for us? Right here, right? After innama, the word after innama is your mubtada. Also, in reality, the definite al-mushrikuna followed by indefinite, right? And also, first mubtada, like first marfu ism and second marfu ism. You know, a strategy is like, you can have multiple strategies that can get you the same answer, right? So I'm just sharing all these options with you. Okay, quickly tell me, mubtada for this word is what, ya people? It is al-mushrikuna, right? And the khabar is najasun. This is something we've already done before. Alhamdulillah, you made the sentence. Jazakumullah khairan, right? And you notice how it is very similar. The mubtada is polytheist, al-mushrikun, khabar, najasun, unclean. And the related is na. All right? Sounds good. Yes or no, people? Okay, next one. Okay, the next one, we're going to give it like a heading after you're done it. But first, I'm going to paste it here. Okay? Okay, the righteous women are dutiful and protective. Okay? Now, I want you to look at this word, the righteous women, and tell me, firstly, you know, what's the mubtada here in the sentence? The righteous woman, perfect. Okay, excellent. And the khabar would be what? Would it be both dutiful and protective, or just one? Let's see. Mubtada. Remember, how many words is mubtada? One word. Okay. The righteous woman here, can you say this as one word in Arabic? You can. Okay. How many words is the khabar? Khabar is one word as well. Right? The khabar is one word. Mubtada is one word, khabar is one word. Okay? This is the thing that we have. Look, always, mubtada is one ism. Khabar is one ism. You with me, people? On Monday, we will do the mubtada when it's a sentence. That's for later. But right now, the khabar is one ism. So, of this one ism, which one do you pick? Right? The first one. All right. Very good. So, first marfu would be no mubtada. The second marfu ism would be? Right? Beautiful. Perfect. That's the khabar. Okay. Now, this would actually be, I have and here, but in reality, what this is going to be is that it's kind of like this. Dutiful, comma, protective. If I had it like that, what do you think this is getting at? Okay, maybe it's not obvious in English, so let's leave that for now. Let's actually get the part of the mubtada and khabar first. Okay, let's leave this for now. Let's get the mubtada and khabar. So, all right, I need the word the righteous woman. I need the word the righteous woman in. I need it to be marfu', of course. What is the number for it? The number for it, people, is plural. And what is the gender for it? Feminine, right? And what is the type? Definite, right? Okay, very good. So I have all the four things. Now, I need a plural that's feminine. Okay, send it to me as a private message, please. What do you find? MashaAllah. Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Sister Mahdiya as well. Very good. I need this word, the righteous woman. The righteous woman. Marfu, plural, feminine, definite. I'm actually looking up something here quickly. What does he say about? قدر لخبث لخبث باطنهم. Correct. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Sister Solange, it seems like it's a plural, not just one. That's what seems like Jalalina is saying. I may be wrong though. All right. As-salihat. Excellent. Very good. As-salihat. Okay. As-salihatu. Okay. Now, dutiful is going to be hard to figure out. But the fact that we got the first one, that's inshallah good. Let me show you the ayah in the Quran and then we'll go from there. Okay, so the ayah in the Quran that I am referring to is going to be Surah Nisa, ayah number 34. Okay. Right there. All right. This ayah is a very interesting ayah. Alhamdulillah. Let us look at this piece right here. Right here in the middle is فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ. We're going to take this whole passage. Okay. Now. The fact that you got the Muqtada right, that's actually really good. MashaAllah, Jazakumullah Khairan for doing that. Okay, but here is the ayah from Surah An-Nisa. Okay, here we are. Okay, Fasalihatu. I know my Muqtada is Fasalihatu, right? Because you already told me that. Right? Yes or no? The fa is a harf that's a connector harf, or just fa meaning so. We'll exclude that from our discussion, but the mubtada is a so li ha tu.
Okay.
The khabar is what? Okay, let's look at the always works strategy. First, marfu' ism is as-salihatu, right? That's mubtada. Yes or no? Agree, disagree? Agreed. What's the second marfu' ism? Because that's my khabar. Qanitatun. That's my second marfu' ism. Isn't it? That's so. Let's actually focus on this strategy. First, marfu' ism. Second, marfu' ism. Right? All right. Second, marfu' ism is qanitatun. Jameel, we got that. Next up, I have another word here that is marfu'. It is. Number for hafidhatun. Hafidhatun. Salihatu. Qanitatun. Hafidhatun. This is a plural. Muslimatun. What type of plural is this, ya people? This is the sound. Feminine plural. Perfect. So this is plural. This is feminine. This is indefinite or definite? Indefinite. Does it match qanitatun? In properties, yes. So what would it be, yeah, people? It will be man'ut na'at. Perfect. Qanitatun is my man'ut, and where is it? Ya Allah, help me. Ha fi dha tun is the na'at. Correct? M before the N. M before the N. Man'ut before the na'at. Okay. Hafidhatun. Do I have in this sentence? Actually, gonna make this go higher up a little bit. Sorry, one sec. Yeah, there we go. All right. Do we have something else here? فَصَالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ. Do we have related? Yes, we do. What is it? حَرْف جَرْ لِي. Right? حَرْف جَرْ. And then what is my ism majroor? Ghaibi or al-ghaibi? Al-ghaibi. Very nice. Al-ghaibi. That's my ism. Majroor. Correct? All right. Alhamdulillah. That's pretty good. Jazakumullah khairan. Well done. Uh, Okay. Is al not harf jar? Which al, Sister Mahdiya? Tis'al? Al makes it definite, right? Al is the word we use for making something definite. Li is the harf jar. Li is the harf jar, correct. Okay, so this is the ayah, and it translates as the righteous salihat, the righteous woman. Are what? They are what people? The translation we had for that is dutiful, excellent, dutiful and protective. Right? Dutiful and protective. Lil ghaibi. Li is, what does li mean? For al-ghaib is what is hidden. Okay? Whatever is for the hidden. Now, what does the ayah mean? The ayah means that the righteous woman here refers to the wives, right? Like a righteous wife is somebody who is dutiful. She is, dutiful to her husband, and also she's protective. She's protective of their relationship. She's protective. That's actually a quality that both genders need. It's not just one or the other. In fact, the Prophet has very, very strongly chastised the person who has intimate relations with his wife and then goes and talks about that intimacy with other people in a shameless manner, exposing his wife's secrets, right? So the ayah here is speaking specifically about women because the context of it is there's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about good women, and then he talks about, like, this is the best case scenario, and then he talks about the worst case scenario in the next line. Okay, so that's the context of the ayah. But the quality is required, and it's commendable and very noble for both genders. Protective of the hidden, the marriage is something where the husband feels protected, his secrets are protected, his privacy and private life is protected. And likewise, the woman feels protected as well. Like the Quran calls marriage, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun." You are like clothing for each other. Meaning, it's something that shields, something that gives you privacy. It's something that's intimate, right? All of that. That's what it is. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting. And the worst case scenario is the one who does the exact opposite in the same ayah. You can read the ayah, inshallah, at your own time. Does that make sense, people? What the ayah is talking about. I've spoken at an MSA at length about this ayah. I don't know if they did like a recording of it explaining what this ayah actually means. I don't know where that recording is, but maybe if I find it, inshallah, I'll send that to you. It might be a benefit, inshallah. Okay. The next one is what? Allah is the light of the skies and the earth. Oh, all right. Very beautiful ayah. These sentences are ayat, but I left them as such because I wanted us to do this. When I was writing this, I was like, you know what? Why am I looking up all these ayat right now? It would be way more interesting if you came up with the sentences and then we looked at the ayah. All right? Do you agree with that? I think so. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Okay, next up. Allah is the light of the skies and the earth. Okay, tell me, people. What is my mubtada? Allah. The word Allah, right? Let's put the word Allah. Is that okay? Okay. What is my my khabar? Light or the light? The light. Excellent. The light. Yay. Alhamdulillah. Excellent. Barakallahu fikum. Is the word the light, is there something else happening here? Excellent question, Brother Salim. Wouldn't that make it definite? And we'll see that in a little bit, Brother Salim, inshallah. Okay? Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi, excellently identified people. Mudaf, what is my Mudaf? My Mudaf is, the light is my Mudaf. Okay? And what is the Mudaf ilayhi? Skies or the skies? The skies is the Mudaf ilayhi. Okay, excellent. What is wow? I mean, what is and? Connector? Is it a connector? Is it connecting it in meaning? Light of the skies and the light of the earth? It does, right? Okay, very good. So if it's a connector, then the earth would be what? Connected, right, to the skies. Yes or no? To the words, the skies. Agreed? Okay, excellent. MashaAllah. You guys did awesome. Now, I would like you to tell me the word Allahu. I gave that one away, didn't I? Okay, so instead of marfu, it's obviously Allahu. Okay, now. Now I need the light of the skies. Private message that to me, please. The light of the skies. Think about it. The light has to be marfu'. Keep in mind, the light is mudaf, cannot have an al. Ahsanta, Brother Mushfiq. Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Sister Samar, the light is mudaf, cannot have al. Ahsant, Uncle Ali. Nurus. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Very good, Sister Mahdiya. Very nice. But no, Sister Mahdiya, I needed the plural. The plural of sky, sama, is samawatin, right? Samawatun, samawatin, samawatin. The sound feminine plural. Excellent, Sister Fatima, Sister Thamar. The mudaf cannot have an al. All right, the mudaf ilayhi, Brother Salim, has to be. Has to be majroor. Ahsanti, Sister Maryam, and Sister Mahdiya. Very well done, Brother Salim. All right, we got it. Alhamdulillah. Allahu. Hold on, something wrong with my keyboard. All right, there we go. Allahu nurus sama wa ti. Amazing. Now I have and. What's and? Wa. And then the earth. Not radio with the Salim. Al. That's okay. Al ard what? Al ar. It has to. It's connected. If it's connected, it's connected in meaning and status. Al ardi. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Amazing. MashaAllah, is this an ayah from the Quran? This is an ayah from what surah, people? Don't give me the surah number because I'm typing that in front of you. Surah An-Nur, right? Surah An-Nur, the ayah that Surah An-Nur is named after. Okay, a very famous ayah. Is an ayah that has a pretty involved example. Okay, the example of مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. Right? I would encourage you to search this. I think Sheikh Yasir Qadhi has a really nice lecture on this, where he explains what is the example that Allah gives to explain the idea of how He is the light of the skies and the earth, and how the religion is a light, and how He guides people to that light, and how that light is nobody's ownership. That is Allah's light. لا شرقية ولا غربية. It's not Eastern nor Western. It is for everybody. Okay. So Allahu Nuru Samati wal Ard, very beautiful. That is in fact the ayah right here. And if I'll just paste the thing here. And if I was to do the analysis of it, my my mubtada is Allahu, the word Allahu, right? And my khabar is the word, or the khabar is khabar is Nuru. Very good. Khabar is Nuru. Nuru. Okay. But Nuru is also Nuru is also Mudaf. And As-Samawati is Mudaf Ilayhi. Right. Okay. So, as-samawati, nuru is a definite or indefinite? Nuru is definite. Why definite? Because it is the mudaf ilayhi is definite, right? Okay. Perfect. That's why it's the light of the skies and the earth. Now, this is a general strategy that we have here: definite followed by indefinite. Okay, but as you see here, it's not the case. Here you have Mubtada is definite and the Khabar is definite as well. Okay, so it's a strategy, like if you find this, most probably you have Mubtada and Khabar. Okay, but it doesn't, like I said, it's not the only way we find Mubtada and Khabar. This, the always work strategy, first Marfu Ism, the word Allahu. The second marfu ism, Nuru. That works. Yeah? That definitely works for us. All right. Nuru Samawati. And that means, we already spoke about what is wa. Wa is the connector. Right? The wa is the connector. And I have al-ardi, which is the connected ism. Right? Connected ism. To as-samawati. Right? Okay, mashallah. That's very good. Do I have related to khabar in this jumla? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Do I have it, people? I don't. Alhamdulillah. I have no harf, jar, isim, majrur. So I will say related. That additional information is not applicable. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Very nice. MashaAllah. Well done. All right. Next one. The keys of the unseen are with him. Oh, before we do that, sorry. Let's just recap for a sec. Let's recap something for a sec here. This one, Allah is the light of the skies and the earth. Well, we can put a title here or a heading here. The heading here is the Mubtada is Mudaf. Right? Is the Mubtada Mudaf, Khabar is Mudaf. Isn't that right? The Khabar is Mudaf. Nuru Samawati wal Ard. You can even say the Khabar is Mudaf and also the Khabar is definite. Both things are there and you notice that as an example here. Also, you can have in the example that was before, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ. We can say the khabar is a man'ut. You see? Khabar is a man'ut. That's the one thing to notice about it, right? That there's multiple learning objectives. How plural feminine is matching the plural feminine. But one of the other ones, the ones that one of the main ones is the khabar is a man'ut. Hafidhatun, qanitatun, hafidhatun. Khabar is a man'ut. Here, the khabar is a mudaf. We had seen before when the khabar was, the mubtada was mudaf, right? The example that we saw of the mubtada being mudaf was this one. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَ. أُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَ. Right here. خَبَر, مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر match in gender. And also you can say that مُبْتَدَى, actually I'm not going to write it, but you get the idea. The مُبْتَدَى is a مُضَاف. أُمُّ مُضَاف هُو مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. Correct, people? So all these examples are trying to like demonstrate one of these things or the other. Now we're going to do this one. The keys of the unseen are with him. And for that, we need to learn about, well, what? Dharf. Dharafa. Okay. So dha is a word in English, that in Arabic, that doesn't have like a straight up equivalent in Arabic. A letter in Arabic that does not have a straight equivalent in English. So there is, you can spell it however you want it, right? But I choose convenience, so I wrote it as DH. Okay, but it's a dha. You with me, people? Dha. When you pronounce the dha, your tongue has got to touch the tip of your front two teeth here. Dha, like that. Dharf. All right. This is an important thing to study. Why are we doing dharf? Right? You might be asking yourself that question. The answer to that is dharf. Dharf is part of related to khabar, right? It is part of related to khabar. One of the two things that are related to khabar could be is harf jar ism majrur or a dharf and mudaf ilayhi combination. Okay, now what exactly is a dharf? What is a dharf? And I'll write the Arabic for you again here. Okay, a dharf is an ism. Yes or no? Ism? True or false? Tell me. True. It's an ism. Okay, it's an ism. Dharf is an ism. You could guess that because it has a mudaf ilayhi, right? What it does is it denotes time or place. That's what a dharf does. Okay, it denotes a time or a place. Let us look at it, and in that sense, it's a special in the sense that it has a defined role. Okay, that defined role is it denotes time or place, just like a masdar. Remember, the masdar has a very special role. It becomes has a defined role. It becomes special. The requirements of gender and number don't apply to it. Dharf is special in that way as well, that it has a defined role. What is that? Time or place. It denotes or specifies time or place. Okay. Dharf is actually a long chapter in the books of grammar. Well, this is our first, introduction to it. It's not going to be exhaustive. Inshallah, we'll do a more exhaustive version of this in Steps to Arabic 3, where we will list out everything that could be mansub, then we will do a much more exhaustive study of dharf, inshallah. Okay? But right now, we're going to do a first crack at it. And the first crack at dharf is right here. Okay? A dharf is a special ism that denotes a place or a time. Okay? Now, you can see, I'm going to actually make this bigger here. You can see, I have two columns in my table. The first one is used in the Quran as marfu', mansub, or majroor, depending on the place in the sentence. Ay, which, right? Could talk about a place, could talk about a time. Kul, talk about a place, talk about a time. Also could talk about a set of people. Or a set of objects. Everything. Every human. Every item. Okay? Ba'd. Some. It's a subset. Okay? Some of this. Not all. We'll see Ba'd quite a bit in detail, inshallah, on Monday. Don't worry. Because Ba'd is a very important word. Comes in the Quran a lot. Right? Have you read this word before? That's with the dal. It's coming, brother Sadiq. But ba'd. Have you read the word ba'd in the Quran somewhere? Alhamdulillah. Okay? We're coming to it. Ghayr. Ghayr. Other than. Okay? This is again like a place or a time. Other than this place. Other than this group of people. Other than this particular person, it denotes that place or a time, and that is what it is. So this is how it's used in the Quran. These four, generally speaking, can be used marfu, mansub, or majroor, like a normal ism. The one that's interesting is this one, this column, used mostly as mansub. Okay, and that's why you notice when I write it, it's written as mansub, or this one actually is in fact assumed to be mansub. Okay, they're written with a fatha by default. Okay, this is interesting. Ma'a, which means with, so with some place or with someone, that's like in a place, you're with someone, or a time, that could also be with like a particular time frame. I was ma'a Rasulillah. I was with the Messenger of Allah, not necessarily talking about the place, but the time. This was the time when he was alive. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? Inda, similarly. Inda has denotes place or time. Both of them mean with. Inda is more like, there's a bit more closeness to it. Like indi, like I have this right now, I'm holding it tight, it's close to me. Whereas maybe the mic is like ma'i, is with me, but it's a little far away. That's what how they explain it, the difference between the two. Both of them mean with though. Okay, ladun means near. Qabl, before, again for time and place. Ba'd, with a dal, after, for time and place. Fawqa, above. Tahta, below. And duna is besides or other than. Okay, these collection of words and more that are there, but this is the, I would say 90% of the dharf in the Quran are here. That is the, what's called dharf. They're special. Particularly this column is special because it is used in the Quran as mansub. Okay, it's used in the Quran as mansub. Now, we've seen this idea. Let's take an example, okay? How would I say with? I'm going to add actually one more thing here. I'm going to add, generally, the dharf is followed by a ism that is mudaf ilayhi, okay? Majroor. All right, a word that is مضاف إليه its status is مجرور. Okay, now let's take an example. How do I say with I would say عند, right? عند. Are you with me, people? Get it? معي. Are you with me? Would have been funnier if I was doing مع, but that's okay. All right. عند, which means with. عند means with. Okay. Now, how would I say, again, followed after ظرف is a ism that is مضاف إليه, people. After that, there's a مضاف إليه. How will I say, hold on to that question, Sister Halima, just 1 second. How will I say with Muhammad? Excellent. عند محمد. Very good. Right? عند محمد. Very good. Okay. Let's say, how will I say with Allah? Amazing. You guys are doing great. In the lahi. How would I say with the messenger of Allah? Think about that for a second. There's 3 words there. With the messenger of Allah. And as you notice, in the Allahi, in the Muhammadin, you've correctly made this majroor. Let's start with inda. Excellent. Inda, messenger of Allah, rasulu la or li. Rasuli. Very good. Yeah. Look, again, let me scroll down to show you. Or remind you, right after the ظرف, there is a مضاف إليه. So, عند رسولي, and then رسولي is مضاف also, and the word Allah is مضاف إليه. عند رسول الله. Are you with me, people? How would I say with him? Excellent, Brother Salim. Ahsant. In the who? In the who? Amazing. Very good. MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan. Let me show you a few examples of this from the Quran. Let's go to Surah Hujurat. All right, there we are in Surah Hujurat. Alhamdulillah. What do we have in Surah Hujurat? Look at what. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. You see that? Those who lower their voices with the messenger of Allah, literally with the messenger of Allah, i.e. in the presence of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see that? Inda Rasulillahi. Do you see it, people? There is another in our list here, another word that's interesting is above. The word for above is فوق, right? فوق, or in colloquial Arabic, فو كوزيرون سيقاف سحريبة عند أوسو عند دا دا دال right the ظرف is منصوب remember that the ظرف is used mostly as منصوب so عند عند and then you add the pronoun who to it it will become عند who are you with me does that make sense so the attached pronoun when it attaches to the ism becomes what happens when an attached pronoun attaches to an ism mudaf ilayhi right perfect now if there is a reason to make it he like fihi right or min rasulihi for example there's a kasra before it then we do it the kasra on the attached pronoun does not mean it is majrur and the fatha means it is mansub or something right the attached pronoun is just the way it is correct it's phonetics it's just for the pronunciation and the sound not for the status is only determined by how the pronoun is attached or what the pronoun is attached to right attached to an ism mudaf ilayhi correct are you with me look at this fawqa fawqa means what again above is the word after it mudaf ilayhi majrur Right, you see that sawti, right? Fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You with me, people? We have let's look at a surah where is it? Surah is number 67. Surah 67, ayah 26. Surah Mulk. Surah Mulk. Let's take an example from Surah Al-Mulk. Here we are in Surah Al-Mulk. Alhamdulillah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ Excellent example for us. Okay. How many jumla ismiyas do I have here? If you look at the translation, I will help you with that. Jumla ismiyas. You write about qul as a sentence, sure. But jumla ismiyas, how many of them do we have here? Perfect. First one could be, God alone has knowledge of that. Second one is, and I am only a plain warner. Right? Do you agree? The semicolon here would allow us to split them up. Now let's try to see if we can do that in Arabic. Okay? قُل means what? Say. What type of a word is it? اسم فعل حرف. Fa'il, command, excellent, right? It's a command, alhamdulillah. It's an irregular fa'il because the R2 is a waw. That's irregular. We haven't done that yet. But you know, qul means say and it's command tense. Alhamdulillah, that's the amount we are able to be certain of. Now, qul, command. Now, I will start my jumla ismiya at innama. Then I need... Do I need a mubtada? I do need a mubtada. That, folks, would be what for me? The first marfu ism, isn't it? Al Al-ilmu, perfect. Al-ilmu, my first marfu ism. Great. Barakallahu feekum. I got that one. Alhamdulillah. Then what do I need? I need a khabar. Is inda my khabar? Is it marfu? Is inda marfu? No. Right? And of course, Allah, he is on marfu'. So I don't have a khabar. And then at this, wow, my sentence ends. My new sentence begins because then I have innama starting the next sentence. So I will split this sentence as one. And I will split this guy as sentence number two. Are you with me, people? Now, let us analyze the first sentence. The muqtada, we did a really good job with that. It is al-ilmu. It is al-ilm. Now, is there a khabar in the first sentence? No khabar. Can you, how is that possible? Well, khabar is not required if related to khabar is mentioned. Khabar isn't always a requirement. If, as long as there's a related to khabar. Okay, do I have related to khabar? I have no harf jar ism majur, but I do have a dharf and a mudaf ilayhi. So indeed I do, right? My related to khabar would be what? What's my dharf? Inda, that's my dharf. And what is my mudaf ilayhi? The word Allah. Now, sister, Sister Halima asked a good question. Can you have a mudaf ilayhi without a mudaf? The answer is, in the case of a dharf, yes. Right? In the case of a dharf, the answer is yes. Why dharf? Why is this special accommodation made for a dharf? Because dharf is special as it denotes space or time or subset, right? So it will by need, it will need something to tell you what it's a subset of, right? Or what place it's referring to, what time it's referring to, okay? Why don't you call dharf a mudaf? Well, the dharf does not have, so I didn't make the terminology, by the way. But the dharf, here's a tricky reason for it. The dharf does not have all the properties of the ism. So some of them don't have root letters. Ma'a is actually two letters. Doesn't have a root, okay? It doesn't have, like a number or a gender, okay? So for those reasons, you can't call it mudaf ilayhi, because mudaf then has like the properties, like the definite and indefinite is related, etc., etc., right? So do you see the reason why that's the case? But think about it logically. The dharf is talking about a place. It needs to describe that place with relation to another ism, right? Part of something after this with him. So that ism that it is using to describe the part of or the place of or the time of, that's got to be the mudaf ilayhi. It will make sense as we do more practice, don't worry. Okay, related to khabar, this is the part, the additional information that we're provided here, and that makes us makes up for the lack of the khabar. No problem. What is the translation? Say innama means what? Exclusively more, right? Exclusively. Innama was more like exclusively. Al-ilmu. What is al-ilmu? The knowledge. Perfect. Now, After the mubtada, what do I put? Is عند الله. With Allah, right? You guys with me? The next sentence, right? Does that make sense? Like the now the next sentence. Let's look at it. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. What is my مُبْتَدَى for إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ? Wa means and, perfect. My مُبْتَدَى is أَنَا my مُبْتَدَى. So what does أَنَا mean? I, right? That's a standalone pronoun. It's مَرْفُوع. We got it. Alhamdulillah. Okay. نَذِيرٌ. What's my خَبَر? Is it nadhirun or mubinun? Perfect. My khabar is nadhirun. Nadhirun is marfu', mubinun is marfu'. Nadhirun is singular, mubinun is singular. Masculine, masculine. Indefinite, indefinite. What do you have? Man'ut. Nadhirun is man'ut. And mubinun is not. Do you know what nadhirun means? Nadhirun is a warner. From the root letters, what are the root letters? Noon, tha, and ra. Right? Munzir is a warner. Nudhur, warnings. Nadhir, a warner. Innama unzirukum bilwahi, I warn you with revelation, the Prophet says to the people of Quraysh. Mubin, what does mubin mean? Clear, right? Mubin means clear. Mubin actually is ba, ya, and noon. From the word bana, which means to become clear. And from that, you have the word bayina, clear proof, right? Mubin, clear, right? What else? What other words do you have? I think those are the main ones. Okay. So what is the translation of this now? Wa and innama. Exclusively, right? Innama is more exclusively. Certainly sure, but really exclusively. Ana. I. What do I put after that? After the mubtada, what do I put? I am, right? Perfect. That is, right? That's what we're calling the invisible is. Okay? Is, am, are. All right, perfect. Ana, I am nadhirun mubin. A what? A clear warner, right? Now, subhanAllah, this ayah is really amazing, actually. Look at what the ayah, like, what is the people of Quraysh saying? They're saying, when will this promise be fulfilled? You know, what is هذا الوعد, this promise of day of judgment and punishment and resurrection? When's that going to happen? Tell us. The Prophet says what? إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Says, the knowledge is exclusively with Allah. I don't know it. You don't know it. No other human being knows it. Jibreel doesn't know it. Only Allah knows it. Okay? And my job is only to be a clear warner. My job is just to respond. And this is actually Allah telling the Prophet ﷺ, here's how you respond to this smear, right? Because they're trying to distract from the message, right? They're like, okay, you're talking about this punishment. Okay, when's that happening? Here's a distraction. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ to instructs him to, cut that kind of debate down right away. Say, this is in the hands of Allah, not in my hands. Okay?
and I am only a clear warner, right? And this is how we understand our deen, alhamdulillah. Okay. The keys of the unseen are with him. We have how many minutes? We have 1 minute. Allahu Akbar. Okay. The keys of the unseen are with him. I'm going to put a thing here, a heading here, inshallah. And I'm going to say this is no khabar needed. And inshallah, we'll pick up the other examples from this, inshallah, on Monday. But today, inshallah, we will still do no khabar needed. The keys of the unseen are with him. This is actually surah number 6, surah An'am, ayah number 59. Okay, what does Allah say in this? He says, why is it not loading? Sorry about that. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, sorry. Let me just finish this example quickly because it will wrap up the idea of dharf and then we'll head our ways. Is that okay, inshallah? Thank you very much, people. Oh. Okay. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ Okay. yes, alhamdulillah, we're all at home, alhamdulillah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ Okay. Tell me, people. Firstly, what is my مُبْتَدَى? First, مرفوع اسم. First, مرفوع اسم. First, مرفوع اسم is مَفَاتِحُ Excellent. Mafatihu, right? This is a little bit like masajidu, right? Yes or no? In fact, it is. This is banned from tanween, but that's okay. All right. Is that mubtada also something else? It is. Mudaf, right? Mafatihu is mudaf. And what is mudaf ilayhi? Al-ghaybi. Very nice. Al-ghaybi is the mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Yeah, people. Does that make sense? Okay, alhamdulillah. Is there a second marfu ism here in the sentence, people? Let me scroll down so you can see it better. There is no second marfu ism. So I say my khabar is... It's got to be marfu, right? My khabar is ane. But do I have it related to khabar? Harf jar ism majrur, not necessarily. But do I have a dharf? I have, yes, I have inda, right? I have inda, which is a dharf, which means with. And what is with inda? Attached pronoun who? What is the attached pronoun who? Mudaf ilayhi. Correct? How does that translate?